We're back on Caregiver Crossing. I'm Tina McIntosh. I want to start by saying thank you to our friends at American Senior Communities for their support of Caregiver Crossing and of Joyce House. We are grateful and we are here every week in part because of their kindness and generosity. In the studio, we have two of our dear friends with us. We have Tanya Piercy, who is the Director of Activities at Brownsburg Meadows, and Belle Schaff, Director of Admissions and Marketing. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
And, you know, here we are. We are in the beginning stages of the holiday season. It's hard to believe that it's here, and it's wonderful for so many of us. It's that time that we share the joys of family life and friendship, and, you know, we create all these new memories, but we do know that for a lot of families, it can be a time that's stressful and confusing and even brings some depression with it. And so we want to make sure that folks are taking care of themselves with the mental and the physical and emotional needs. And you ladies, I know, are here to help us figure out how we can help, especially our senior loved ones, beat the holiday blues. And so we are happy that you're here with all of your wisdom.
Thank you.
And so do you see that? I mean, we see studies about that, but you live this every day. Do you find that it's true that a lot of times the holiday season is difficult for people?
We do. At Brownsburg Meadows, individuals that might be experiencing holiday blues maybe have been in the hospital unexpectedly, and then the holidays are shortly thereafter. We try as much as possible to keep them as active and as involved, especially during this time of year, to help combat any loneliness that they might be experiencing. Brownsburg Meadows is fortunate in the campus that we have, that we have the availability to bring in a lot of different community members, young or old, to have family gathering rooms so families can bring in a meal to have lunch or Thanksgiving or a holiday snack with their loved one if they're not able to get that individual out of the building to come to their own home.
And Belle, do people take advantage of that?
They really do. Yeah. People will start booking the family rooms, conference rooms, the private dining rooms. I mean, they're already booking now for, you know, the remainder of the year. So I think, and they've got all different activities set up that they want to do, and even invitations that they send out to their own holiday group to come in and see mom or dad. So we really encourage them to do that. So also the caregivers don't feel maybe guilty. I don't know if guilty is the right word, but they don't feel guilty that mom can't come home at Thanksgiving. Maybe they can plan something and having their family come to see mom at Thanksgiving or even Christmas or whatnot.
I think that's great. And I love that people take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse than a room that's ready to host a family gathering and, you know, host good memories and moments together when people don't take advantage of it.
So absolutely.
I'm glad you fill those up. And if you are a Brownsburg family or Brownsburg Meadows family, make sure to get in touch and book your space. It sounds like, you know, it's that time of the year.
It is.
I know you've brought with you a list, and I don't know, Tanya, if you want to speak to this, or Belle, if you're best, but what are some simple ways that we can help our senior loved ones, you know, in our own families to enjoy the holiday season?
Well, a lot of times seniors might get lost in the shuffle. We're busy with our own lives. We're planning things with our children. It's easy to forget the seniors that are, used to doing that themselves. In their day, they would be the ones that would plan everything. So they get kind of lost in the shuffle. So to include them in the things that you do is great. To, like, with food preparation, I even do this in my activities a lot. They want to feel helpful and useful. And so, you know, have them help you with food preparation. Have them, you know, add the flour. Have them grease the cookie sheets. Have them, you know, participate in and stuff for your holiday dinners. It makes a world of difference to them to be included.
That's a great idea. What about, you know, we talk about memories. I mean, you make memories your entire life. And for folks even who are living with some kind of a dementia, they still have that long-term memory intact. Is it advisable for us to take that stroll down memory lane with them?
Absolutely. The more that you can talk about things that they do still have a grasp on and remember, it brings to life their joy of holidays that they can remember. So obviously, for them to be able to share that with their loved ones at that time brings joy to them. So that's always an avenue to take.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is on your list or not, but you were saying that made me think of playing to your senses. You know, so obviously I know at Brownsburg Meadows you do a great job of decorating for the holiday season and being inclusive of, you know, the Christian holidays, but other holidays as well. Mm-hmm. But just the simple smell of things baking, mm-hmm. The sounds of music or mm-hmm. jingle bells or things like that, do you find that it helps to kind of awaken people with the senses too?
Absolutely, yeah. And Christmas, we always have lots of volunteers, Girl Scout troops, you know, cheerleading squads. They come in, they want to do their Christmas carols, and the residents look forward to that every year. They come out to listen to the kids go down with their, you know, their Christmas carols, and they bring in little gifts for them. And so holidays at Brownsburg Meadows is a lot of fun. We have a lot of community involvement, so that's always fun to have the community come in and participate with our seniors. They love it.
If someone is listening and they want to bring in either their child's, you know, like you said, a Girl Scout troop, or practice a holiday play, or just come and spend some time, can they just, do they show up, or should they call and have some preparation ahead of time?
I would appreciate a call. if they call and I can look at my schedule and get them scheduled in to come in. Like I said, I have a lot of people that call, so I like to have them scheduled. I don't want to have three Girl Scout groups show up at once. So,
right.
So I like to have a call ahead of time.
And I would suggest to people listening that you don't have to have some crazy mad talent, right? I mean,
no.
If you just want to come and spend some time with somebody or help out with the existing activities, you don't have to lead things, but it is such a treat for people who are living in, you know, some kind of a long-term setting to have, just to know that people are thinking about you.
Absolutely.
And that people are taking the time to come and be with you during the holiday season. So give Tanya Pierce, the Director of Activities at Brownsburg Meadows, give her a call. Tanya, what's the phone number there?
Our phone number is 852-8585.
Okay, 852-8585 is for Brownsburg Meadows.
Yes.
If it's too, if it's not convenient for you to get to Brownsburg Meadows, there are certainly other American senior communities. There are other nursing homes. There are, you know, there's Joyce House for us in Broderpool at UND as well. I mean, there are places to go, and we all definitely open our arms to the community around the holiday season. So speaking of getting out of the house, I know that you have a special event coming up that we can help with all this. So tell us about your event.
So this year, Brownsburg Meadows is going to be hosting an event called Santa at the Meadows. We are going to be hosting this event on Saturday, December 5th from 12 till 3. And this is an event we are really looking forward to and are really anxious to have December 5th come. We'll have Santa there where parents can take pictures of their kids with Santa. He'll also bring his reindeer. We have Elsa from the movie Frozen. If anyone hasn't heard of the movie Frozen, Elsa will be with us.
Then you've been living under a rock.
Right. Elsa will be with us on the 5th to decorate cookies. We've got different crafts, reindeer food, hot chocolate. And then if you haven't had an opportunity to write your Christmas list to Santa this year, you'll be able to do so at Brownsburg Meadows. And we do have a mailbox from the North Pole that Santa has lent us this year that you can drop those letters.
Do you need to register or just show up
you
for that event?
You can just show up.
All right, so this is for kids of all ages.
Kids of all ages.
December 5th from 12 to 3, Santa at the Meadows at Brownsburg Meadows. Any questions about that, you can call these ladies at 317-852-8585. Again, this is coming up on December 5th at Brownsburg Meadows. What a fun day.
Ladies, we're looking forward to it.
Thank you for being with us again, and we'll hope to have you back soon.
Thank you.
Today's top stories are coming up next right here on 93 WIBC and WIBC.com.